bring it in.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
It was fun. I was the narrator. I love doing it. And the orchestra was just absolutely fantastic.
They sounded great.
Oh, they're wonderful. So I had a fun time. I love doing it. I'm glad that they asked me to participate and help. And
high school.
Yeah.
Be a county official in Gage County.
It's like our arts are so much better than they were when I was in school.
Yeah. Well, and here, this is a community. I think we have people in that orchestra from Fairbury, from Lincoln.
We have this right
all
here.
All over the area. This is a community orchestra that Kevin Bosinger puts together.
I think Mom used to play on that.
And she might have. She might have. Yeah, she very well could have. But it's just, it's fun.
We're ready. It's 8:31 on the clock, and we will call to order the Board of Equalization meeting. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Thiemann. The Opens Meeting Act is posted over there on the east wall. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented, please.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. And we got Denny's thing is somebody must turn that to there. Nope.
How that happened.
Yeah. 6-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
A motion by Byers, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. And next up, comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And this is where we're allowed to have. We encourage comments from the public. Thank you for coming. We need your name and address.
Kyle Dentz.
Yeah.
Kyle Dentz, 1206 West Bruce Road, Odell. Okay. My comment or whatever is about this pitchatory thing that you people were talking about. Have any of you seen the Google Maps that the assessor's office puts out now? It's as detailed as you can ask for. It's free, and they still year to year to find out if someone's cheating, whatever, have to compare this year to next year. Am I right about that? You got to compare it.
You're talking about our GIS.
I don't know what you want to call it. I'm just calling the picture of my place.
Yeah, we use GIS, but there's a 10-year span between our flyovers there.
Okay.
One thing is that's more of a top view of the property. Pictometry will give you more of a
so what
picture.
I guess what's you can take the Google map. I've Googled it like that myself. And you can distinguish every little building. Anything as small as my place, anyway, as small as an 8-foot bell ring, bit for feeding hay, building.
Yeah.
You can tell exactly where that's at. And if you want to take the picture today and take that picture a week from now, if I've moved it, you can tell that I've moved it. No matter what you do, you still have to compare one picture to the next, correct?
Yeah.
So why does the assessor's office think they need this pitchatory thing when it's not an every year thing? And it's ungodly high.
It's kind of a question you have to ask Patty. She's been on top of this. And
but
Patty's not here today.
You're talking about spending several $100,000 over, I don't know how many years period
over,
of time.
Over 6 years, the county's share of that was a little, $30,000 range.
Sure,
I don't remember the exact numbers. But
I was misunderstood then. I assumed it was 60-some thousand a year.
No.
No.
The original bid or the original quote we had was around $49,000 to $50,000, and then the city of Beatrice, they are part of that was including their share of around $9,000, and since then we did some adjustments to some of the, I call them the smaller towns, for example, of Philly. Instead of doing it at the more detailed one, we're doing it the way we're doing all the rest of the county. They had originally priced it the same size as Beatrice, and they changed that, and they came back, and it was a little bit over $30,000, if I remember right. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. They came back and bid, and then that's you're committed to the first 3 years, and if you want something to compare it to there again, then you are committed to another 3 years to take that second time.
So basically, they're locking you in for a service you're paying for that you get for nothing. Not as detailed.
Yeah,
I understand
Too bad.
But if you can distinguish something as small as, like I said, an 8-foot circle out there, and I'm sure even smaller than that, you don't need that. The Google Map is fine. It's free. You can take
Google
that money.
Google Map is more of a top picture, too.
Well, what difference does it make? I'm not trying to be arguing.
Calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have a building out there, somebody's built, even a commercial building or something, if you can't get on the property, you can use this tool to measure, like, the height of the building, the width, you know, the dimensions.
Well, when you get these pictures, what I'm getting at, and they're different, what is your protocol? What do you have to do then?
The pictures?
Yes. To distinguish the difference that you're talking about.
We compare it to what we have now.
Okay, and so then what do you do after that?
If we see something different, then we would have to go out and try and get on the property. If the property owner won't let us on there, then we'll use the information we can get from this program.
If you're denied access, you can't take another avenue to go out and check it?
Outside of having Gus go with us, no.
Well, basically, you can do the best you can. Like, if I don't let you, as the assessor, I won't let them on my property to look at my house.
Uh-huh.
They go out there, and they can get a pretty good idea by eyeballing and measuring down the alley and that kind of stuff, okay? But it's not as accurate as it should be. So basically, then, if I'm not happy with what they assess, then I need to protest it.
True.
Yes.
Which is more time and money that they could be doing something else. So, I mean, I understand you got good questions about it. I'm no expert on this. So I want you to understand. The detail is much better. And again, the only thing I point out to you is there's been like three counties around us that are, you know, they're rural in nature, like Richardson County, Jefferson County, that have done the same thing. And I'm giving those people credibility that they don't just spend the taxpayers' money willy-nilly. That they're getting a benefit that offsets the cost. And it is technology, and they usually drag me kicking and screaming into technology, too.
And I'll add a little something to that. Patty has done in the last, I know it's at least three years, she does a GIS, which is the current company that we have doing the maps. They do a flyover, and that was $7,000 a year for, I believe, at least the last 3 years. I'm not sure how many more.
Well, we originally got it around 2005 when we did the original flyover, mm-hmm. and then we did another one. So
did another one.
10-year span there.
Yeah, there was quite a span we didn't. Now, these maps, and I encourage you very much to come and visit with Patty sometime when she's in her office. Stop down there, and they'll tell you when she's going to be here. And Patty would do a lot better job than any of us explaining this. But from that GIS map, what the new flyover will be, there's a lot more detail again and stuff. So that is what you're really going for. And I know what you're saying with GIS, it would be good to have them explain it, that office explain that to you and show you the difference, because we somewhat understand it, but we sure don't understand it like the assessor's office does.
Part of what you're saying, though, you're looking at Google Maps, and I agree with you. I don't care if there's the detail on it. I wasn't sold on that. If I can see it pixelated or I can see it clearly, makes me no difference whatsoever. You're comparing Google Maps, which is free, to GIS, which we pay for now. Part of the reason we have the GIS is for them to look at things. They can't just look at the photograph. You or I go on Google Maps and we just look at the photograph. You can see really detailed views from above. If you're anywhere in town or even out in the country, a lot of times there's a drive-by so you can see that front view of the house. The GIS has another layer on it where they're looking at property boundaries and things like that, which we don't have with the Google Maps. And that's something they do need for assessing is the actual property boundaries, the right-of-ways, things like that.
This system you have now that you take the pictures of, how often do you have that done?
3 years, 2 years, somewhere in there, I believe.
Well,
like
she
did said, you say 2005 was the last time they did this?
Yeah, it was the first time we did it.
When did you do it this year?
A year ago.
You know?
Yeah, I think it was a year ago.
Well, the reason I was asking, because just before the protest on the taxes this year, I came in and had some things done, and they brought me a picture because I'd had some buildings destroyed in that in wind, and I wanted to get them off my act, and they were there, and that were they were just destroyed this spring. So you did do it this year, because if you hadn't done it this year, then pictures would not have been of a building laying flat on the ground. I'm sorry I didn't bring it in. I should have, but
the picture showed the building laying.
Oh yes. Yes, it did.
And that's the thing. We are paying for it now because of that. And like I say, I'm not completely sold on this. I'm not going to argue for it because I'm not completely sold. There are more parts of it, though, that Patty went over with us than just the better view of it. And we do have to pay for some of this. We don't call it pictometry now. We call it the GIS flyovers, but we do have to pay for that as it is. That's not a free service.
What's the difference in pay? Can you tell me that?
The GIS was approximately $7,000 a year for that. The current what we have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they do that every year?
No, they don't fly over every year. I think that was a flyover, and then that was a 3 or 4 year payment on that. That was a one-time cost of, and Patty has those details.
Well, I think it was about 28.
$28,000, that was a one-time cost, but they let us pay that over 4 years for budget and other things, you know.
And that's for how often they take that picture?
Well,
whenever we request it.
When you request it.
So you could request it every year, or every 6 months, whatever.
And then you're going to be paying more. I mean, that cost.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't want to take more of your time, but I think you're throwing good money away by doing this when you got service you can get for nothing.
Pictometry is not just for our office, though. There's several offices that can.
I understand that, but you still. Unfortunately, I read too much of the paper.
Yeah.
And
not everybody puts it.
And while most of you guys here, you know, I get your comments, and I don't know them word for word, and I don't profess to know them all. But when you read that, and then you see what some of the costs have, I think you guys did a great job, but boy, then this thing, I think you're really dropping it on myself.
If you really want to know about it, I'd go to one of the counties that already have it.
I
ask them to.
You're not going to convince me, because you still got this other service that's a lot less. I'm sorry, I don't need to take more of your time.
Well, no, I appreciate
your comment.
I will tell you that question came from this board directly to the guy that has the product,
mm-hmm.
And I know law enforcement is also looking at this. For security and stuff like that we would use in situations. Google can't give you that.
I don't understand what law enforcement needs to have an identical thing or whatever. Buy them a drone, like someone made the comment before. They can fly over and they can tell you exactly what's going on.
Okay, but in a given situation, and again, I hate to use it, but California is a prime example of that. When you have that kind of information available to law enforcement, you're saving lives. Now, the rest of the time, you're paying money, and I understand that. But if it's your daughter in that room, there ain't any amount of money that's not worth it to help them. And I understand I'm not going to change your mind. And unfortunately, the person that has researched this the most and can tell you the most about it is at a meeting right now.
Yeah.
So I agree with Myron. Talk to her. Patty's more than happy. She's helped me while I'm working on the contract. So
all right. Well,
it makes me understand what's going on.
Thank you. Thank you very much for comments. Thank you for coming. So, anything else this morning?
The only other thing I have is we did mail out our permissive exemption forms. If anybody calls you, ask questions about it, they have to be in by December 31st. And this is the completed form that needs to be filled out. That's done every 4 years. So we do need officers' names.
This is, for example, like a church or
a
mosaic
church,
or something like that.
Educational, mm-hmm. Cemetery, charitable, something like that. So it does have to be filled out in full.
And any entity that would have received one of those last year is on the list.
Right. Okay. If they just purchase something, they need to make sure they either download this off the internet and fill it out for us or contact us. Let us know and we'll mail them the form. If they buy something after January 1st, they have until July 1st to apply for it. So that's all I have.
I'll make one more comment. A lot of people got their tax statements the past week. So we did. I don't know about everybody else, but got a lot of questions about those again. So, which we've been through that all year, you know, and everything and stuff. But now they see what the numbers are, and then they
have a lot more questions again. So, a lot of good questions.
Again, they need to look at their property. They need to make sure everything's listed correctly. You know,
yeah.
They have questions, they can see us.
Yep. Anything else for equalization? If not, we'll adjourn at 8:45.